after we've had a chat with Tim Murphy.
Welcome. Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having us again.
That's all right. You can come back anytime you want, Tim. You're always a pleasure to talk to. Now, Tim's from the Renegade Theatre Company, and you're going to fill us in on what you've been doing this particular year so far, haven't you?
Yes, so last month we entered the Brentwood Catholic Drama Festival.
All right, how did you go?
Walked off with Best Play.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. That's quite an achievement.
That's the first time we've won that. I wasn't involved in that, but we had other members in that.
Yeah.
But that's 3 years we've done it. We've always come in the top three. Yeah. So that year, this year we won it. We had the Best Actress Award for Emma Feeney, one of our members, and Best Stage Presentation. So
really?
We're going from strength to strength.
That's really good. Yeah. How long has the Renegade Theatre Company been going?
Well, I think it's probably about 4 years. Since I've been involved with them, it's 4 years.
Right.
Yeah.
That's quite good early on in a career.
No, it's very good, yeah.
And how often does the cast change?
Well, there is like a core group of people, but it's just growing. But they do like to keep the same sort of people because it's... We don't always do plays that other groups are going to do.
Yeah.
And that was why it was set up.
Yeah, yeah.
So that we can do plays, dark comedies, things that we like and enjoy.
Gotcha. I mean, I know I've spoken to other actors before, and 75% of an actor is reacting, not acting.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's why I quite like these plays. They're very dark comedies, and you've got to stay in the moment the whole time.
Yeah.
So you're right. Things go... There are lots of gripping moments... Silences, things that the audience will maybe feel uncomfortable about.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, dark humour, some choice language, and it's just about staying in that moment and staying as the character.
Yeah.
So that you're constantly telling the story to the audience,
so the audience
feel connected to it.
That's the perfect way to explain it. Telling a story with about 20 people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's why I love drama. Is you become someone else.
Yeah.
And it is about serving the play and telling the story and staying consistent through the whole play.
So what's the new play you got coming up for us?
Well, this one is a play by Jez Butterworth, who's
That rings a bell to me somewhere along the line. Where is it?
Well, he's famous from a play called Jerusalem.
Right.
But this is a play that he did before Jerusalem in 2006 called The Winterling.
All right, yeah.
So it's been up the West End. It was quite a famous play at the time. And as an amateur group, we're taking it on now and we're going to do our interpretation of it.
So without giving us a spoiler, tell us a little bit about the play.
Yeah, so it's about three East End gangsters in a farmhouse and two country locals.
All right.
And it's about how their dynamics play out. It goes on for about 2 hours.
Oh, really?
Very funny play. Lots of twists, things you don't expect, and it's all done through like comedy and dark moments.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, and when's that on?
This is 31st of October. 1st of November, 2nd of November.
Okay.
Down in South Weald Parish Hall, Brentwood.
Have you got a website that people can look at?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got a Facebook page, Renegades Theatre, but to get tickets, you can either show up on the door at South Weald Parish Hall, or you can go to ticketsource.co.uk/renegades-theatre. But I suggest you can even just turn up on the night. Well, there's going to be plenty of tickets.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so I can give the... postcode as well, if you would.
Yeah, if you wanted,
So it's CM14, 4, N for November, P for Papa. At Southwood Parish Hall, near the Harvester.
If you haven't got a chance to write that down at the moment, I'll be putting this interview on our Phoenix FM website a little bit later on today, and I'll have all the links to your Facebook page and everything else.
Oh, excellent. Thank you very much.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about that, and good luck with the play.
Thank you very much.